You check your weekly calendar, and what do you see? The worst week of the year, when you've got 4 exams in 1 week. Is it stressful? Of course. But what can you do to stress less so that you can study more?
I have found a few ways to deal and handle the stress. So leading up to exam week, plan in moments in the day, even if it's just a couple hours, to let yourself recharge mentally and really shift your focus off of school. For during exam week, I have 3 tips. So the first one is to try and regulate your sleep and eating times as much as possible. Trust me, you do not want to be scrolling mindlessly on your phone at 2 a.m. The second tip is to take a walk after your exam, or honestly just take a break before studying again. You deserve it. After all, you just wrote an exam. And finally, remember that there is an end in sight. No matter how powerless and hopeless it may seem, remember that this is just a period in your life and things will get better soon.
That was Karen, who's a student at the University of British Columbia. And I'm going to second everything that Karen just talked about. But I will put a caveat there because there's one thing that Karen forgot to mention. You genuinely need to schedule in this time on your calendar, because if you don't and you just aimlessly do it, you're going to end up doing what Karen told you not to do, which is endlessly scrolling on Instagram or just continuously binging you on Netflix. Like, if you don't put 2 hours on your schedule to sit down and relax, maybe grab a coffee, hang out with some friends or whatever it may be, that 2 hours can maybe turn into 3, turn into 4, turn into 10. And when those relaxation hours start to eat into your studying hours, that's when the real problems start to begin. In your head, you'll be like, oh my God, I need to start studying. But then in real life, you're having so much fun relaxing with your friends that you'll probably not stop hanging out with them to go and study. That leads you to studying less and then you becoming more stressed about the exams that you've got on your plate. But when you have scheduled time on your calendar, you give yourself a time and place to stop and then go back to studying or whatever it is that you're doing. It seems super structured, but I promise you it will help. All right, so what else could we do?
Yeah, so I actually just recently started using this method that I use during and also before exam week, which are mind maps. And so basically, I take a really big piece of paper, take out all my coloring pencils and pens and make it a fun activity. And I basically list out all the big points and big, I guess, ideas. And then I start thinking, okay, so what does this have to do with this? And how are these two things related? And I start just putting a bunch of different bullet points to see what I can remember. I think that really helps me get an overview of the subject itself. And also when I realize, like, ooh, I don't really know much about this point. I know that it's there, but I don't know much about it. You know, then I highlight it, and then I know that that's something that I should review before the exam. And I guess that gives me a little bit of peace of mind, knowing that at least I'm seeing all the points before they appear on my exam.
Milena is a student at Erasmus University, and while I've never done mind maps before, but I have written down my goals, and there's just something about writing something down physically that just gets you a little bit more motivated. Again, I don't know the research behind this at all, but when I wrote down my own goals last year, I hit like 70% of them, which I would have never thought that I would have hit, but because I wrote it down and I saw it every single day, that was just something motivating me to just keep working towards that goal. And I think there's something similar that works there with mind maps. I feel too many times a lot of students like to go with the flow, which I think is really important, especially as you're a student, to learn more about yourself. But there are some times where you can do things like structure your calendar or even mind maps that really help you organize what you need to be doing. And here's one last thing that you could be doing during your exam week.
One thing that I would recommend for exam week is to have a solid exam routine. Just like a morning routine or night routine, this exam routine preps you physically and mentally to write the exam. So for me, on the day of, I do some light review because all the days leading up to it, I've done my heavy studying. And then I'll drink water and just do what I need to do before the exam. And then 5 minutes before, I'll put on a 3-minute meditation, just do a breathing exercise, and let my mind completely calm down and focus. Then I'll write the exam, and then afterwards, I'll always take a walk or just take a break before going back to studying for future exams.
I honestly used to think that routines were overrated, but here's why I think that they're important. Routines give your body a sense of understanding of what is actually going to be happening in certain scenarios. So whether that's a morning routine or a nighttime routine, or in this case, a study routine, it can be really beneficial for your body to get into the zone of whatever you're doing. So for instance, what I mean by this is if you are someone who always studies from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., as you start to get your body used to that, once the clock hits 2 p.m., your body is already in the study mode. You probably won't have to worry about writer's block or like focusing or anything like that because your body understands and knows that it is time to study. Whereas if you're someone who just studies at any time, this can be really confusing for your body. Like, let's say that your body is really used to eating breakfast at 9:30 a.m. every single day. But now because you have an exam coming up, you're studying from 9:30 to 11:30. Your mind has this mindset of, oh my God, I'm going to enjoy this delicious breakfast. But in reality, you're studying for this Calc 2 exam that's going to happen next week. See how that could get confusing for your brain? But what's a cheat code that you could do if you do have 4 exams in 1 week? There's got to be a way around it.
And then if you have 4 exams in 1 week, it can be pretty difficult. I know at least 3 times last semester, I had 3 exams back to back. Every other week, it was really unfortunate for me. But if you have a lot of exams in a certain week and you can't really figure out what to do, the first thing you can actually do if there's a couple on the same day, is to reach out to your academic counseling because it is possible sometimes to change it around. So that's the first thing I would do. And then the second thing I would do is go back to that plan. Make sure if you know that a whole bunch of exams are happening at the same time that you're planning at least 2-3 weeks ahead of time what your study schedule is, because that way you can relieve some of the stress and then you can come at it prepared and you won't be running out of time by the time your 4th exam comes around.
Ask for help. Like, I never realized how important of a skill this is until I graduated, but literally asking for help will never hurt. The worst that they can say is no, and then you're just back to the same situation that you're in. But what if they do say yes? What if you're able to turn 4 exams into 2 or even 3 exams? That'll help so much, and you know that. And when you do get 1 exam knocked off of your to-do list for the week, you've got a few extra hours that you could put towards something else. And one of the best places to put that time is actually with a company that we like to work with called The Forage. They partner up with some of the biggest companies in the world to create programs that are free for students just like you. We're talking JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and all those companies just like that so that you can work with them in a virtual learning experience and then put their names on your resume. You know what's harder than 4 exams in 1 week? Getting your first internship experience and having these names on your resumes will only excel your resume to that next level. I'll have a link to The Forage in the link in our bio. They've got over like 100 courses on there, so check it out. It's all free and they only take 5 to 6 hours, so you don't have to do it in one time. You can space that out for as long as you'd like. And for all of you still listening all the way to the end, I've got a secret surprise just for you. Declassified just opened up a job board, and you can see all the jobs and internships that we've got listed in the show notes below. Right now, we're just focused on the product, computer science, and business world of internships and jobs, but if you've got another subject or industry that you want us to hit, shoot us an email at justin@getyourgrindup.com. We've got over 60 positions listed on there right now, and the craziest part about it is that there are some jobs and positions on there that aren't even featured on places like LinkedIn, Indeed, and Monster. And... well, that's about it. I'm out.